As we begin our last and final advanced Hebrew class today, we begin on page 168 and 169. Let's begin with the new vocabulary on 169, which says ligroa. Ligroa is an infinitive to take away. The second phrase is sheyeru. Milafanav. Milafanav, which they've translated so that they stand in awe before him. Milafanav is clearly from in front of him, so that makes sense. The next word is kavar.
Kavar.
Kavar, already. That's a word that I think would be very useful to know, kavar, already. And then we have, as a verb, it looks like, nirdaf.
Nirdaf.
Nirdaf, the pursued. Now let's look at the verb analysis to see how they get some of these. Yadati.
Yadati.
It's from the root yada, which means to know. It's pa'al, simple action, so I knew. If you look on page 168, at the beginning of the translation, they put, I know. Is I know correct?
No.
No, it's perfect tense. It means I knew. The next verb, ya'aseh.
Ya'aseh.
He will make or do, right? That one's easy. Yeah. We know that one. The next one, yeah.
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 We know that one too. He will be. The next one, lehasif. Lehosif. Lehosif. It's from Yasaf, which beginning with the yod is going to give us that O sound in Lahosif. Is he feel, which means what?
Causative.
Uh-huh. It's an infinitive, so to add to. To add to is in to increase. So the next one is just the opposite. Ligroa. Is the infinitive to diminish. If you take away from something, you diminish it. So we have la hosif, to add to or increase it, and li groa, to diminish it. The opposites.
Asa
is a verb we know well. He made or he did. Sheyeru. That she is the short form of asher, so which, yeru, he feared, or will fear.
He will fear.
Only it's plural, so they will fear. They will fear. I was just looking at the yod, but it's got an u at the end. The yod at the front is he, the u at the end is plural, so they, which they will fear. It's pa'al, simple action from Yerah. The next one also has that sheh, which is short for asher. It's shehayah.
Shehayah.
So which will become, or which will be. Be and become, same thing in the Hebrew. Then we have the infinitive, liyot.
Liyot.
To be. Then we have the perfect form of the same verb, hayah, he was. I can't even think of a good joke to go with that, so we'll just go with he was. Yevakesh.
Yevakesh.
We know that word, he will seek. Seek is to diligently look for. Then we have nirdaf.
Nirdaf. Nirdaf.
Which is nifal. What's a nifal verb again?
It's Reflexive.
Reflexive? Hmm. So what does it...
Something was done.
Something was done.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So was being pursued. Participle, continuing action, was being pursued. It's kind of, yeah, okay. And then ra'iti.
Ra'iti.
Simple, perfect tense, I saw. Easy one. Grammatical note 314. You saw the formula for to stand in awe of in 1 Kings 3:28, which was discussed on page 103. Everybody just goes, uh-huh, we remember. The Hebrew word ya'ah, which means feared, can signify awe, reverence, or fear. And to be in fear of God is to be obedient to God, to walk in His ways, knowing the judgment is coming. So it says translations of the word must rely on context and interpretation. What that really means is make sure it makes sense to the audience. 3:15.
Nephal is passive.
What's that? Yes, Nephal is passive.
Yeah.
You guys said reflexive, and I said, nah, well, okay. What reflexive is heat pa'el?
Yeah,
heat pa'el.
Hey, and we're graduating today.
Yeah. Remember, we translated it as was being pursued. So we translated it correctly. The last grammatical note, kavod, is another late Hebrew word, the adverb already. Kavod. When it follows hayah, translate kavod as has already been. So it just gives a little more flavor to the Hebrew is all. So let's do the Hebrew. What's that?
Is it kavar or kavod?
Kavod. Did I say kavar?
No, it's kavod at the bottom and kavar at the top. And in the exercise, it's kavar.
Oh. Really?
Yeah.
So they put it different on one page than another. Okay. It's not the first time they've done that. So let's just change the dalet to a resh. We'll just fix the book. See, now I know you're ready to graduate when you can fix the textbook.
That's it.
Page 168, verse 14, Yadati.
Yadati.
Ki.
Ki.
Kol.
Kol.
Asher.
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 Ya'aseh.
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 Ha Elohim.
Who?
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 Yeah.
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 Le'olam.
Le'olam.
Alav.
Alav.
Ain.
Ain.
Lahosif.
Lahosif.
Umimanu.
Umimanu.
Ain.
Ain.
Ligroa.
Ligroa.
Veha Elohim. Asa,
Asa,
She'iru,
She'iru,
Milefanav,
Milefanav.
Daniel, translate the first half, please.
All right. I knew that all which God will do, it will be forever.
So tell me what that means.
So
God doesn't change.
God doesn't change, exactly.
That's exactly what it means. What God does stands forever. He doesn't go back and change His mind and do it over. So, Candy, carry on, please.
About it, there is none to add. And from it, there is none to take away. And God did that they will fear from before him.
Mm-hmm. So what does the second half of it mean?
Don't add to and don't take away. Is there nothing to add?
Okay. Right. Right. It's the same thing that Deuteronomy 12 in the last verse says. Don't add to it. Don't take away from it. Which means God says what he means. He means what he says, and he expects us to do what he commanded us to do. That's pretty clear, isn't it?
Clear as a mud.
Who wrote Ecclesiastes?
Solomon.
Solomon. So what's he trying to get across to his kids? That God meant what God said. So verse 50 in Hebrew, Ma. Shehayah.
Shehayah.
Kavar. You guys didn't like that?
No, we said it.
Okay. Who? Va'asher.
Va'asher.
Liyot.
Liyot.
Kavar.
Kavar.
Hayah.
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 Veha Elohim.
Veha Elohim.
Yevakesh.
Yevakesh.
Et.
Et.
Nirdaf.
Nirdaf.
Daniel, do the whole thing.
Okay. What that was.
Mm-hmm. So you could just say, what was.
What was. It is already.
It is already. What does that part mean?
It goes back to what we talked about with Ecclesiastes earlier. It's, you know, what's happened before will happen again.
That's exactly right, Daniel. So keep going.
And
so the first part, we should really put in is. What is, it has already been.
Yeah.
What is, it has already been.
Okay. So,
which is the same thing you said. And what is to be?
It was already.
It was already.
And God will seek.
And God will seek.
Those who are pursued?
Yes.
Or.
Uh-huh. So what does that mean? God seeks the pursued.
Is it those who want to know him?
Yes. Yep, those who want to know him, God will seek out. So if you're seeking God, he will seek you as well. So good. Excellent. 16. Va'od.
Va'od.
Ra'iti.
Ra'iti.
Tachat.
Tachat.
Hashamish.
Hashamish.
Makom.
Makom.
Hamishpat.
Hamishpat.
Candy, help me with that.
And still I saw under the sun the place of judgment or justice.
Mm-hmm. Right. In the translation below, they say a place of justice. Why is the English they put not correct?
Because the Hamishpat is definite, so then it makes the whole word pair definite.
Correct. If the last word of a word pair is definite, the whole word pair is definite. So it's the place of justice. Interesting. Turn a page. New vocabulary on 171. We have Ha-resha.
Ha-resha.
In the past, it's been Ha-rasha, but you see they're starting to change the vowels a little bit. It still means the wickedness. What is the word ra?
Evil.
Ra is bad or evil. Rasha, wicked. Ra'av, famine. So there's several words that are similar in type. Ha-resha, the wickedness. They should have put the in front of wickedness. Why?
Because
Because it's definite.
Because it's definite. By the same token, the next word, Hazedek.
Hazedek.
Is the righteousness. The ha makes it definite. Shama.
Shama.
It says there, but we know it's actually toward there, right? The awe of direction. Sham is there, Sham-ah, toward there, but it means the same thing. It means that way, there. Chefetz.
Chefetz.
Is afar, affair. Pronounce it right, Wayne. The English is affair. Next one. Al divrat.
All
divrat. All divrat, for the sake of. How in the past have we been taught to say for the sake of?
Drawing a blank here.
Lama'an.
Lama'an.
Lama'an, yeah. So this has the same essential meaning, all divrat, for the sake of, except divrat comes from the word devar, which is word or thing. So upon the word of, upon the thing of, they give it the meaning of for the sake of as an idiomatic usage. And levaram.
Levaram.
Somehow they say he is testing them. That's interesting. Okay, we'll see how they derive that down below. From analysis, amarti.
Amarti.
We know that word well. It means I said. Yishpot.
Yishpot.
He will judge. Levaram.
Levaram.
The am at the end is them. The rest comes from the word varar. So it looks to me like it really should be to test them. To test them. But they say he is testing them, so we'll have to wait and see how they derive that still, because it's not obvious from this verb analysis chart. And then lastly, they have valirot.
Valirot.
Which is and to see. And to see. Grammatical note. 3:16-17. These verses contain two awkward articles, the, and one redundant adverb, sham. It says, remember that an idiomatic translation will not include every word from the original text. Yeah, that's just saying sometimes a literal translation doesn't make the best English. So let's see if we can figure it out. Page 170, the Hebrew, shama.
Shama.
Haresha.
Haresha.
Umkom.
Umkom.
Hatzedek.
Hatzedek.
Shama.
Shama.
Harasha.
Harasha.
What does that mean, Daniel?
Toward there, the wickedness.
You got to put a verb in there.
Is wickedness, is the wickedness.
Uh-huh. Or was so, wickedness, yeah. Either way.
I didn't think he said. Toward yeah. There is the wickedness and the place of the righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
And then, toward there is righteousness, or is wickedness?
Toward there is the wickedness. So try and make some Englishy sense out of that.
Ew.
Starting with what Candy did on page 168, whereas essentially was, and still I saw under the sun a place of justice. Then pick
so
up.
It's kind of saying like what's right is wrong and wrong is right, kind of that
idea. They're saying the place where righteousness should have been, wickedness dwelt. And where the place of righteousness was, there was wickedness. That's what they're trying to get across to us.
Like people calling good evil and evil good.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. One of those. So verse 17, Amarti.
Amarti.
Ani.
Ani.
Ani. Balibi.
Balibi.
Et.
Et.
Hot Sadiq.
Hot Sadiq.
Va'et.
Va'et.
Harasha.
Harasha.
Yishpot.
Yishpot.
Ha'Elohim.
Ha'Elohim.
Ki.
Ki.
Eight.
Eight.
Lachol.
Lachol.
Chafetz.
Chafetz.
Va'al.
Va'al.
Kol.
Kol.
Hama'aseh.
Hama'aseh.
Sham.
Sham.
Candy, how would you translate that sentence for me?
I said in my heart.
I said in my heart.
The righteous and the wicked.
Mm-hmm. The righteous and the wicked.
God will judge.
God will judge.
Because.
Because or for.
A time or. There is a time.
There is a time.
For every affair.
For every affair.
And. Over. About.
Mm-hmm.
That word's kind of awkward there.
Yeah. For would probably work best in this case. And for?
Every deed there.
And for every deed there. So below, where they say for every work, we know it's not work, it's deed. So they're being less literal in the English down below. Verse 18, Amarti.
Amarti.
Ani.
Ani.
Balibi.
All.
All.
Divrat.
Divrat. Divrat.
Benay.
Benay.
Ha'adam.
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 Levaram.
Levaram.
Ha'Elohim.
Ha'Elohim.
Valiraot.
Valiraot.
Shehem.
Shehem.
Bahema.
Bahema.
Hema.
Ava.
Lahem.
Lahem.
English.
I said in my heart.
I said in my heart.
For the sake of the Son of Man.
So you kind of have to put an it is in there. It is for the sake of the sons of man or the children of man. Meaning what? That's what's right. B'nai Ha'adam?
The sons of man. Like anybody who descends from Adam.
Yeah, so literally all of mankind, but on an each individual basis. Levaram ha-Elohim.
God is testing them.
Okay.
Or test them.
Uh-huh.
And to see. Oh, this is an
yeah, it's kind of awkward.
Group of days.
Yeah.
That would him be them?
The him. The him is them.
So that them is animal.
Okay, maybe they will work better. So he's saying what? They are like animals. Who's like an animal? Who's like an animal? Yeah.
They to
them. Yeah. So what does it mean? What's it trying to get across to us?
Like, pretty much, you know, we have a lot in common with animals.
Yeah, that all of mankind is like a bunch of animals. Animals are not able to control their impulses, their sexual urges, etc. and mankind is just falling away from God into wickedness. But it reminds us in verse 17 that there will come a judgment day when God will judge each of us. A kind of a sober reminder. Page 173 is vocabulary, the new vocabulary. Mikra.
Mikra.
Mikra, the fate of, they say. Umotar.
Umotar.
And there is advantage. Havel.
Havel.
Is oftentimes hevel, but here again they're replacing the first segol with a kamates. It means vanity, it means emptiness, of no value. Lamala.
Lamala.
Upwards, they say. You remember what mala is? It means height, essentially. So to the heights or upwards. Makes sense. Verb analysis, holake.
Holake.
Participle means walking or going. Haya.
Haya.
He was. Just simple. We know that word. Shav.
Shav.
Is a hollow verb, which means the middle letter vav will drop out in the perfect tense and in the participle. So this is the participle of returning. What noun do we get from this shav?
Teshuva.
Teshuva, which means repenting. So that's why returning and repenting have a lot in common with each other. One comes from the other. Yodea.
Yodea.
Is the participle knowing from yada. And ha'ola.
Ha'ola.
Is a participle being used as a noun, which we call a gerund, so the one going up. Or the one ascending, the one going up or ascending. Grammatical note. B'nei ha'adam occurs here and in Ecclesiastes 3:10, 3:18, and 3:20. The word Adam refers to Adam, the first man. Man, one human being, or men, humanity. But when you say ha'adam, really, you're talking about humanity. It says sometimes Adam includes women in its meaning, and at other times Adam contrasts with a separate word for woman or women. When Adam follows B'nai, it refers to humans or mortals as a class, meaning mankind. Since you may translate B'nai Ha'adam as sons of men, humanity, human beings, or mankind, depending on your understanding and preference. Why can't it be the sons of Adam?
Because it's Ha-Adam.
Because Ha-Adam, you never put a Ha, the definite article, before a proper name. Very good. Do you remember? Page 172, Hebrew. Ki.
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 Mikra.
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 Vinay.
Vinay.
Ha-Adam.
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 Umikra.
Umikra.
Habahema.
Habahema.
Umikra.
Umikra.
Echad.
Echad.
Lahem.
Lahem.
Kamot.
Kamot.
Zeh.
Zeh.
Cain.
Cain.
Mot.
Mot.
Zeh.
Zeh.
Varuach.
Echad.
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 Lakol.
Lakol.
Umotar.
Umotar.
Ha'adam.
Ha'adam.
Mean.
Mean.
Habahema.
Habahema.
Ayin.
Ayin.
Ki.
Ki.
Hakol.
Hakol.
Havel.
Havel.
What does that mean? Half the sentence, please, Daniel. Or Candy, whoever's turn it is. I think it's Candy. Mm-hmm.
Because the fate of the sons of man and the fate of the animal, and let's see, and one fate for them, and there is one fate for them.
Mm-hmm. It's actually in the fate of one. But okay. You're getting the meaning
I didn't
right.
Yeah, hot anywhere.
Yeah. Echad.
I don't know if I can say it that way.
Yeah. You're getting across the meaning, which is what?
Death is the fate of both.
Correct. Death is the fate of both. You've got it. Keep going.
For them.
Mm-hmm.
As this one dies.
Right.
Thus.
Or so. Remember, Cain can also be so.
Okay, so this one dies.
Right.
And one spirit is for all.
Okay, I might have translated that as one breath for all, meaning we all breathe just like the other. Daniel, pick up.
And there is advantage, the man from the animal.
But then you've got to get the ayin.
Okay, there isn't.
Right, it actually negates it. There is not.
There isn't an advantage, the man from the animal.
Right.
Because everything is vanity.
Correct. Right, so what is that trying to get across to us?
We don't have an advantage over animals because we die just as much.
Correct.
Just like they do.
Right. And remember the reference in this same section, we're talking about the rasha, the wickedness. The wickedness of mankind. A wicked man, no advantage over an animal. All's going to die. Good. Verse 20. Hakol. Holech.
Holech.
El.
Makom. Echad. Hakol.
Haya.
Mean.
He'afar.
Vehakol. Shav. El. He'afar. I'm not hearing Daniel. Has he stepped away?
No, he had to move the cat.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. The cat wanted to help, I'm sure. I have the same problem. I go in the den and get on the computer, and the first thing the cat does is jump on my lap and then up on the computer desk and walk on the keyboard. I don't know why. So, whoever is ready, verse 20, English, please.
Everything goes to one place.
Okay. Nope. Goes is going, same thing. Okay, to one place. What does that mean? Everything's going to one place. What is that one place?
Death.
Yeah, the grave. That's right, the grave. Keep going.
And everything was from the dust.
Meaning what?
That Adam was made from dirt.
Yep, so were the animals. Go ahead and finish the sentence.
And everything returned to the dust.
Yeah, everything is returning to the dust. Returns is returning, same thing. So from dust we came, to dust we shall return. Boy, this is lighthearted, isn't it? Verse 21, me.
Me.
Yodea. Ruach.
Bene.
Ha'adam.
Ha'olah.
He. Lama'Allah.
Lama'Allah.
What's that?
All right. who knows or is knowing.
Either way.
The spirit of the sons of man.
Mm-hmm.
It is going upwards.
Yep. Notice in the translation below, in the last line on the page, they put in an if. Do you see any if in that line?
I don't see any if.
I don't either. Nor do I think it should be there, because what is it trying to tell us? The body goes to the dust, to the grave, but where does the spirit go?
Back to who made it.
Back to who made it, to stand judgment, either at the Bema Seat judgment for rewards or the great white throne judgment for the lake of fire. So, let's turn the page. 175's new vocabulary, the opposite of upwards is downwards. Lamatan.
Lamata.
Lamata. You want to go to La Mala, not La Mata. Okay. Yismach.
Yismach.
Is literally he will enjoy. They put here he should enjoy just because of the way they thought it would be translated best. Helko, with a little grasping at the front. Helko.
Helko.
His lot. The O at the end is his. So chelek is lot, which is different from Purim, which means lots. It's Purim's from the Aramaic. And then we have bameh.
Bameh.
Bameh. Bameh means what. So bameh, in what, with what, or they just say what. From analysis, ha yoredet. Cover up the ha. Yoredet is an active participle from the feminine. And the ha up front tells you that the participle is a gerund, is being used as a noun. So it's the one going down. And it's feminine, probably because it's going to refer back to ruach, which I believe is a feminine noun. We'll find out. Ve'ra'ati.
Ver-ra-iti.
Ver-ra-iti, I was looking over here, they say tense is perfect, but it's got a reversing vav on it, so it's and, I will see, right?
Yeah.
Yet that's not the way they have translated it on page 174. We'll see why. Yismach. He will be happy. What word do you know that comes from this same root that you know well?
Sameach.
Sameach. What is Chag Sameach?
Happy festival.
Happy festival. So Yismach, he will be happy. The next one, Yevi'enu.
Yevi'enu.
The enu at the end can be us, but in this case, it's him. Remember, it can be either. It comes from the verb ba, which is a he feel, which is causative, cause to come or bring. So he will bring him, right?
Yeah.
He will bring him. Lirot.
Lirot.
Is an infinitive to see. And then we have Sheyeh.
Sheyeh.
That She is that short form from a share, which Yeyeh will be. Right? Which will be?
Which.
Grammatical note 322. Lirot is an example of the regular infinitive with a lamed expressing purpose. You now know four primary functions of the regular infinitive summarized below. Number one, to express purpose. Number two, as the subject or object of a sentence. Number three, in temporal clauses. And four, as a gerund. Okay, cool. Page 174, really short, says Varuach.
Varuach.
Habahema.
Habahema.
Hayoredit.
Hayoredit.
He.
He.
Lemata.
Lemata.
La'aretz.
La'aretz.
All righty. What does this mean?
The spirit of the animal.
And the spirit of the animal.
It is descending.
Okay, it is descending.
To, or downward.
Downwards.
To the earth.
To the earth, which means what? The spirit of the animals don't ascend up to heaven. They don't get judged in the end. So that differentiates man from the animals, is we have to stand judgment one day. Aren't you glad the horses and dogs and cats don't have to go stand judgment?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. Verse 22, Hebrew, Varaiti.
Varaiti.
Ki.
Ki.
Ain.
Ain.
Tov.
Tov.
May Asher.
May Asher.
May Asher.
Yismach.
Yismach.
Ha'adam.
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 Bema'asav.
Bema'asav.
Ki.
Ki.
Hu.
Hu.
Chelko.
Chelko.
Ki.
Ki.
Mi.
Mi.
Yevi'enu.
Yevi'enu.
Lirot. Bameh.
Bameh.
Sheyiyah.
Sheyiyah.
Acharav.
Acharav.
English, please.
And I will see.
And I will see.
That there is nothing good.
Remember, it's followed by the may of comparison.
There is nothing better.
Right. There's nothing better than.
Better than what he should enjoy, or what the man should enjoy.
What the man, okay.
Or what man should enjoy.
Uh-huh.
From his, or with.
In or with.
With his deeds.
His deeds. It's not work, it's deeds.
Yeah. Because he, because his lot.
Because his lot.
Okay. Because who.
Now, don't forget the who. Because it is his lot.
Because it is. Okay, I'm confused about how to do this one.
Okay.
Because.
So at the end of the second line.
There's too many keys.
Yeah. At the end of the second line, ki hu chelko, because it is his lot.
Because it is his lot, okay.
And then the next key can be for or because.
For who will bring him?
Who will bring him?
To see.
To see.
To see what.
What
will be after him.
What will be after him, exactly. In other words, we don't know what comes in the future, so we have to enjoy what we're doing here in this world, because we don't know what's going to come after. And that, my friends, is the end of the book.
Hey, I know what comes after. Graduation.
Congratulations. Next weekend, when you come, I will present certificates to you, and I will tell everybody congratulations for having done a job well done.